All right. Need to make some announcements because there's some, a little bit of changes and some updates from the bulletin. First of all, you'll notice that the Spanish service that we have at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sundays, that's postponed until February. Please make note of that. Also, the sewing and craft class that's scheduled for Mondays at 10 a.m. is postponed this week. So they meeting back on a week from tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So tomorrow's class is not going to be meeting. We are going to be meeting in the Wednesday night for Bible study. All of that starts up again this week. So Bible study, adult Bible study at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Also, don't forget about the Teen Zone and the class that they have up in the loft on Wednesdays at 6:30 also. So please make note of that. And the Friday Ladies Bible Study, 11:30 Friday morning, is scheduled to meet this week. Any changes in that will be notified by phone or Facebook or something like that. Also notice that certainly take note of the fact that we're having a fellowship dinner today. We've got a wonderful band here. The Bowen Family Band is with us this morning. They're going to be providing much of our service this morning. Certainly grateful for them and a fellowship dinner to follow that. Men's fellowship dinner is scheduled for January the 17th. The 17th is not in there, but mark that on your calendars for the men's fellowship dinner, January 17th. And then another fellowship dinner for January on January the 27th. Did I miss anything? Okay. A couple of updates on the prayer list. An addition, Diane Matthews' sister, Judy Gowan, is having problems with appendicitis, and it's pretty serious, so please keep Judy Gowan in your prayers. Also, you notice on the prayer list there's an unspoken request. That individual has a blood clot on the brain after surgery, so again, very serious. Please keep that person in your prayers. Any other updates that we need to make to the prayer list? Well, yes. Oh, he's getting around better then. Okay, Jeremy's getting around better. Good. That's good to hear. Anything else? Yes. So your grandmother's home and improving somewhat. Good. Anything else? Yes. Matt Jones. The Jones family, yeah, saw that on Facebook. Anything else? Yes?
I have a friend, some of you are praying for them already. Her son had brain surgery the day after Christmas. And so he's still at Vanderbilt. He's still in ICU. He's still, you know, got a long way to go.
So I've seen that one.
To pray for them.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Yes? And that's Derry and Joyce Gray. They're going to be staying in Georgia in the nursing home in Georgia. If you remember, Derry had an amputation of a foot up to the knee, and Joyce kind of ill health and both of them now are in the nursing home being taken care of there. Anything else? Okay, as is our policy then, if you take a look at the prayer list in the bulletin this morning, if you would select someone or maybe a couple of people on that prayer list, or maybe you have someone in your own mind that you want to pray for, please pray silently for a few minutes, and then I'll close out our prayer time to begin our service this morning. So pray silently if you would, please. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we gather this morning to worship your name and your awesome power, we thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this past week, all the blessings of this season. As we remember, the reason for this season is the birth of your Son. Father, we ask your blessings on this congregation and this group gathered here this morning. And all this, Lord, we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Enjoy some good food this morning. Let's give the Bowen family an opportunity to go ahead and go through the line first, if you don't mind, as we get ready to head out into the activity center. We'll let them be, they're our guests today, and we want to be able to just take care of them as well. Then any of our elderly folks after that, we'll go ahead and let them go ahead and go in the line next, and then everyone else can kind of file in at that point. As we get ready to eat and so forth. So just let's let the Bowen family go first, and then any of our elderly folks in their 80s and hundreds to go ahead and go through the line next after that, and then the rest of us can kind of file in at that point. So we appreciate that. A couple of announcements just to make you aware of. If anybody, we haven't necessarily set a time yet to do this, so we apologize for that, but we are wanting to go ahead and soon take down all the Christmas decorations around the building and so forth. We can either do that throughout the week, or we can just schedule a day, maybe Saturday or something like that. I'll let you know, whatever your time frame works there, but we do want to go ahead and change things over as we get ready to get the turn of the year going. We also want to take a moment, and this was something impromptu that we decided to put together last minute. So, and if anybody doesn't have plans for New Year's, we're just a group of us just kind of come out to the church, have a game, family game night. If you desire to come and just spend some time with us, it's going to be from 7 to 11, with the 11 o'clock being the celebration of New Year's Day. And so forth in that regard. But if you don't have any plans or anything like that, and you would like to come out and join us, bring a board game, bring a side dish or anything, or not a side dish, but just a finger food or anything like that. And from 7 to 11 tomorrow night, it's going to be right here in the activity center. If you desire, if you don't have any plans, we'd love to have you come join us. So just letting you know that. And then our Wednesday night activities do kick off the next day, so don't forget that. Our adult Bible study is back going with the Letters of John series, and then our Teen Zone is back up and running on Wednesday night as well. So just a lot of different things that we got going on as we plan for 2019 coming forward. So anything that I'm missing announcement-wise? Any leaders? All right. Well, thank you again, guys. We're about to go ahead and head over into the Activity Center. Doors are closed. I can't tell if they're ready. Chuck, are they ready for us? All right. When Chuck gives the word, we can do it. So let's bow in prayer, and we'll bless the food at the same time. Father, thank you for this opportunity to celebrate just what you've been doing here at Lexington Christian Church. Father, we're so grateful for this, and we are praying that the best is yet to come for 2019, Father. We are so grateful that you're allowing us to be a part of another year. You are giving us opportunities coming forward that to continue to just shine the light of Jesus and to love on people around us. And I pray, Father, that you would just bless us in that way. We love you, Father, and bless this food. Thank you for the Bobby Bowen family being with us today, Father, and celebrating with us. And to your name be all honor and glory and praise, Father. We love you, and your Son, Jesus Christ, makes it all possible. And it's in his wonderful and holy name we pray. Amen.